104.7 The Mile presents the Environmental Minute with Dan Brown from Partners Environmental.
This is the first in a three-part series on water quality. In part one, we will talk about stormwater. Stormwater is exactly what it sounds like, the water that falls to the earth as a result of storms. It is important because it's the source of all of our surface and groundwater. And for us here in Eagle County, that means the water we drink and the water we recreate in. Stormwater management is an important concept because it speaks to our water quality and quantity in this increasingly arid part of the country. But it also relates to issues such as flooding and damage to infrastructure. We all think streams and rivers are beautiful and scenic. So what do? We build our houses right up next to them, often what is called a floodplain. We also find that river valleys are flat areas, so we also like to build roads near them, often constricting the river in a structure called a culvert and discharging contaminated runoff to the river. Or we like to bury them in culverts so we can build over them. Well, that is not how rivers were made to work. Instead, they are designed to flow in a natural, meandering way, creating floodplains and riparian areas along their banks to foster the habitat for fish and wildlife, to establish areas where sediment can accumulate and where the volume and speed of the river can naturally manage and cleanse itself. But when we build in the floodplains or straighten a river to create frontage, or culvert a stream to build a road or a bridge, or use it to handle contaminated runoff, we inhibit the stream's natural ability to manage and cleanse itself. This matters because we need the water in the streams and the rivers to serve as our drinking water supply, as well as to create the places we fish and boat and support our recreation-based economy. What can we do about this dilemma? Well, in part two, we will learn about impermeable surfaces and how innovative approaches called green infrastructure can replace our outdated water management solutions and support healthy rivers that work with new development, not against it. And that is your Environmental Minute.
For more, log on to partnersenv.com. The Environmental Minute, presentation of 104.7 The Mile.